The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in a garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Down through the ages, numerous saints and great theologians have given different interpretations to what this mustard seed might represent. And the one that I was reflecting upon last night is that simply of love. And the truth is, so long as a soul has a single ounce of divine love, it cannot be lost. But how rare it is that a soul would simply have a single ounce of divine love, because love is dynamic. Divine love, it constantly wants to increase and grow and expand. Not only within ourselves, pushing us ever more to be transformed in love, but to go outside of ourselves, to pour ourselves out for the sake of love. One of my favorite sayings of St. Maximian Kolbe, so profound, he said, "Love alone is creative." Love alone is creative, and what it most creates is love. Where St. John of the Cross could say, "Where there is not love, put love and you will find love, because love begets love." St. Paul, and this is only said of one thing in the entirety of sacred scripture, he said, "Love never fails." Right? That so long as we seek to act out of love, even if we make the wrong decision, but we did it for the sake of love, we are trying to love, God will honor that and will bear fruit from it. It's the only certain means that what we are doing will bear fruit, because it will always prevail. It never fails. And the only way we can be sure that what we're doing might not bear fruit is if we cease to act out of love. That when we're making the decision on what to do, that we say, okay, am I acting out of love in this regard? And if we're not, we ought not to make that decision, because there's a very good chance that it won't bear any fruit. As we receive our Lord today, who is love, and so we can be certain that we will grow in love by receiving Him, we ask for that grace to surrender completely to love so as to be transformed in it.